96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Shally Pittman. You might know Johnny B's Pizza, Grill, and Spices in Coota Ray. The Lakeshore Grill and Pizza offers pub fare, and they also offer custom spices. But the man behind the name, that's Johnny B. Baldagliacco, and his wife Trish, are coming up on their fifth year of serving up something remarkable. It started with an ask on a street corner in Florida.
And I asked Trish, can I have a few dollars? And she said no,
yeah,
because I know where that money's going to go.
And then Johnny B. took matters into his own hands.
Okay, if you're not going to give me $2, we're going to go to Sam's Club and I'm going to spend a couple of hundred. And we're going to go home and I'm going to cook. And then we will go out and I will give away every bit of food that we have and then see from there if we need more.
Johnny B. and Trish have traveled to Florida to feed the homeless for 4 years now. They're gearing up for their fifth. They also distribute essentials while they're there. That means shoes, blankets, sleeping bags, and tents.
They don't just need food. They need clothing. They need blankets. They need wipes. They need toothbrushes. And that's what we try to give them, everything that they need.
Johnny B. and Trish recently joined the morning show on Muskie 101. They say each trip they end up feeding 90 to 125 people, all food made, packaged, and delivered by hand to encampments. The trips cost about $25,000, including about $10,000 of their own money. They also get contributions from social media. Johnny B's a digital creator and frequently posts videos of the trips online, bringing donations locally and from out of state. You can find their work on Facebook and contribute there too. Just search for Johnny B's. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Shally Pittman.
The Wizards stun the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks losing to the worst team in basketball last night, 129 to 126 in Washington. This despite the fact that Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. both played in the game, although Scoot, as they call him, had to exit with a back spasm after leading the team with 30 points.
Tying up on an offensive rebound, about 5 minutes left, and I tried to play through it a little bit, but then I tried again on an offensive rebound and just caught it.
Head coach Doc Rivers.
I didn't think we played right most of the night, personally. They had 18 more shots than us.
The Bucks have now lost 8 of their last 9. College hoops tonight, Marquette hosts Valparaiso. The Golden Eagles have lost 3 of their last 4. They're at 500 right now with 4 wins and 4 losses. NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the first place Chicago Bears on Sunday. The team confirming the defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt suffered a fractured ankle against Detroit, ending his season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon. Tonight, a little light snow possible, generally just a dusting. We're going to drop into the low to mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cold once again with a high in the low to mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.